Be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 14. John, chapter 6, verse 14. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Also,
I put that wrong. Could you do 14:6?
Sorry, Danny.
The other one's right.
The other one's right? Okay. Is it right? Oh.
14:6 will be better.
Okay. I wondered when I read it, Danny. So, John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Again, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved."
Good morning, church. You can dress me pretty, but I still got a farm and fleet bag. And welcome to all. It is good to be here. Okay, I'm going to be doing a lot of verses. So I'm going to be zapping, and some I'm just going to do by memory. So if you wish to try to keep doing it, you can. But otherwise, just listen. And if you want to know verses afterwards, I'll give them to you, okay? And a disclaimer. I put together this message by things I've heard from many people. So it's a combination of all sorts of wonderful people and teaching me and mentoring me with a lot of wonderful thoughts. And I would like to start with a prayer. Awesome, holy, powerful, almighty, supreme God, on behalf of myself, on behalf of the people here, on behalf of the United States, on behalf of the world, help. In Jesus, our powerful Savior's name, we pray. Amen. Okay. So, most people have a financial plan. We all know we need one. Something to invest in with a good payback so we have a secure future. I have a 401k. Anyone else have a savings plan? Okay, a lot of people do, and you think about it. But how does your investment plan for eternity look? Your 401E. What? Eternal. Okay. Where I work, you know, it's a factory, and there's like three gigundous wash up things that maybe 20 people can wash up at one time. And after the day I come in there, and it was full, and I'm saying, "Life is good." And a guy says to me, he says, "Well, it's better than the alternative." And then I looked at him, I said, "Well, it just depends where your 401k is invested." And he looked at me and all these other people looked at me. He said, "Well, I go to a financial planner." I said, "No, Mike, your 401k investment." And that's what it's all about. And as God does these wonderful things for us, when I'm preparing for this for the last 2 weeks, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm all 401E. I don't worry about my 401K. And then what happens? Bam! You know you're getting old too, because my son Kyle called us up and he said, "Hello, don't hang up. It's me, your son Kyle." Okay. And he said, "And you know that investment thing you have? Yes, son, be very careful with it. You could lose everything right now. Kind of, one of those things. And then Lori looks at me because I was doing laps with my hands waving in the air. And she said, "Where's your 401e now?" And that was so cool. And we sat and we talked and we laughed for about a half an hour. And I felt much, much better. In savings, I was told, try to put 10% into your 401k. And if you can, more. For a 40-hour work week, that would be 4 hours a week. Do we put 4 hours a week in our 401e? Do we desire to even put more? Maybe we need to take a hard look at how and why we should invest in our 401e. Where to invest? Where is a reliable, proven track record? Okay, here's where I'm going to start zapping around. I hope no one needed this Bible. There's only so much room up here. Okay, as I would say, if you're talking finances, but 401e, the hot tip is found in Deuteronomy. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be put upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. That is the hot tip. That's the first thing we need to do. And he does come with some pretty wonderful references. This is from Isaiah. I'm going to get a couple. This is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord, who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I am God. And there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. God is supreme. His purpose will stand. He will do all that he pleases. What a great investment firm. But it's even better than that. Because before any of us were born, God had an individual investment, a 401e plan for each one of us. It was there before time. God knew who would be sitting here today. And he wants you to invest in the Rock. That's who you sign up with. That's who you invest in. God's plan is simple to enroll. Your advisor, your mentor, is your Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ handles it. He's our advisor, he's our mentor, and he's our Savior. That was read before, which I kind of messed up. And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. There is no other way to the Father except through me. And then one that we have heard, but you can never hear this too much when I get there. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God so loved you. You know, you're a small kid, and the first love you learn is the love of your mom. And she holds you. I remember when I wanted to be held by my mom in her lap. It was so cool. But then they went and had another kid right away. Come on, what's this? And I just got five older brothers to beat me up? No, but you learn that love. Then you learn the love of your siblings. You learn to love a friend. You learn to love a spouse. All these new steps in love. But then, and this is for everyone, you have a child, and if not, when you've held a baby, and you have the love of this child, and you smell it when you're holding that baby, and you embrace it. And I have asked people when I've held their babies, can I kiss them on the head? And you kiss it, and you hold it, and there's no love like that holding a child. But you know, that's the way Jesus loves us. He holds us in his arms. He embraces us. He tells us, I love you. And he kisses us. And then he's not done. He hands us to God the Father. And God holds us in his arms. And he embraces us. And he says, I love you. And he kisses us. And he says, welcome. Meet the rest of your family. How great is the love of God lavished on us that he calls us children. And that's exactly what we are, God's children. So, this Jesus guy, who is he? You know, when you have a bunch of these things marked, and you're trying to find the right one, I don't know if these things help or get in the way. Oh, just a side thing. This is just for Southside. My bookmark is Glenn and Leanna when they were young kids. For who remembers that. It is so neat to have that. He baptized me. Okay, so who is this Jesus? He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him and through him, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Jesus Christ is our route. Jesus Christ holds you, embraces you, tells you he loves you and kisses you. God the Father is the same. Welcome to the family. Romans. But what does it say? How to sign up, how to get started. I missed that part. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Okay. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord. And he richly blesses all who call on him. for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Just realize now it's time to go to the old eye doctor. But did you ever feel, just, I'm not good enough? I'm not worthy. Not me. I like to call that Romans 7 syndrome. And I'm going to read from Romans 7. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Anyone ever do that, dealing with sin? Everyone ever have that problem? And then he goes on and he says, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this is what I keep doing. This is Paul. The Apostle Paul saying, hey, I know what you guys are feeling like. I'm going to write this down for you. And then he goes on, so I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Satan isn't going to make it easy on us. Jesus tells us he's the prince of this world. When you want to do good, there's always an opportunity for evil to try to sneak in. Now, I do a lot of kids' classes and stuff like that. And there is no such thing as magic, but I do a trick that I think handles this Romans 7. And my beautiful bride, Lori, always says to me, she says, you know, everyone figures out that trick. I'm no magician. But I said, but its thought fits so well with this, it's worth going through it even if everyone figures it out. So, so everyone can see.
Now, I hope this can pick me up. I'll yell. Because I'm not like... Now, what I tell the kids, I love to tell them, I read this just like that, and I said, you know, sometimes, kids... I said, in this bag, I have two rope friends of mine. This one rope here is when you're good. It's easy to be good. And I'm a nice white rope. And in this bag, I have a red rope. And that kind of represents when, you know, things are going kind of bad. And I said, but it's weird because how quickly we can change, just like that. And these are the fastest ropes ever. All you gotta do is snap your finger and they switch bag to bag. They just did. Remember this was a red rope? Well, now it's white. You didn't see it happen? And this white one is now the red one. So I tell the kids something like this. I said, okay, things are going real good, and you're having a great day. And then your little brother comes in with chocolate pudding and whipped cream that he didn't eat the day before. And he's got it. And he's going, this is going to taste so good. And you were this nice guy going, I love the Lord, things are going good. And he goes, oh, but you ate all yours yesterday. And then he walks in front of you, and you're... Where was the white guy? White guy's over here, because he switched. And you're this white wolf, and he holds it in front of you. And he goes, it smells so good. What do you do? I know what I would do. Suddenly, just like that, snap, you have now turned into the red wolf. And that wonderful... Whoa! The rope did it. Oh.
one later. And that wonderful person that you are is far away from you. It can happen to us. Just actually, I made an events group a couple months ago. I'm driving, singing a nice song. And it kind of pulls right in front of me and does all these lane changes. I went from holy, holy, holy to you rock me. My rules switched very quickly. But what I'm going to do here is, okay, I hard to catch him here. So I can get you. Okay, so I got him. We grab him one. Okay. Come on. Okay, so I'm almost there. These things are very quick. Okay, so I got my red rope and my white rope to show you that. Now, the thing I ask is, did anyone figure out how I did it? Mary?
Yes.
What?
You have each color in each bag.
Is that obvious? So you're telling me that there is a red rope and a white rope in each bag?
Yes.
Would you mind helping me just for a second? Stand up here. Would you back Zach over here? Would you want to come here? Just stand right here. Would you help me just for a minute? Okay. Everyone figures out this trick. And Mary just figured it out. What I want you guys to do is go to the bag and look at it and don't touch it. Just go in there and look in the baggage. Is there a white and red rope in each bag? Yes. Would you take them out and show them to everybody and show that the bag's empty? So in the bag, there is a white and red rope in each bag. Could you show them the bags are empty? You guys were right. You figured it out again. I mean, it's supposed to be a good trip. I paid a lot of money for this trip. Okay, thank you guys. So, but the conclusion, what a wretched man I am. Who can rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. We aren't just good. We aren't just bad. We're a white and red rope. We're a combination. We don't know when... Oh, sorry. I'm not mic'd. It's hard to stay still. Come on. That's why I was running for my older brothers. No. We are a combination of both. And Jesus is the answer. So, okay, I'm going to go back here. In Luke 5:12, a man diseased with leprosy comes and throws himself on the ground in front of Jesus. And he says, "Teacher, I know you can heal me if you are willing." Jesus lifts up his hand, grabs the leprous man and said, "I am willing." Can everyone say that? I am willing. We are this red and white rope. But what does Jesus tell us? Two times. Yeah! Okay. Great. You are that innocent babe that Jesus wants to hold, that Jesus wants to embrace, that Jesus wants to kiss. That's who we are to Jesus. Oh, I would say it's Matthew 13, something, or something, probably 19. So, a man is out searching in a field, and he finds a beautiful pearl. And he goes and he sells everything he owns to buy that pearl. I believe we're that pearl. We have a crusty shell on us, and we're in the muck of a river or a lake. And it's kind of a nasty thing. That's how we are in the world. But Jesus sees a pearl in us. We are worthy. He is willing.
And he sold everything he had. He gave his life because we are his pearls. And so our response to the game plan is this. We got an operations manual. How cool is this? You know, fortunately, I get to read the Bible at lunch all the time, so I read it a lot. And for a while, I always thought, well, why, you know, why isn't it helping, you know? But you don't just read it, you do what it says. When you do what it says is when things start happening. So, let's get started. We'll go to 1 John. I have a bunny marking 1 John. He's such a wonderful book. You know, in these five little chapters of 1 John, there's only one other book in the Bible that uses the word love more in that book, and that's Psalms, out of 150 chapters. If you want to read a great book, 15 minutes 1 John. So, how do we get started? What do? We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know Jesus, or I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar. The truth is not in him. But anyone who obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. And here it is. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. We need to walk like Jesus. And then, so where do I go from there? Jesus tells us in John 13, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Love is the key. Loving one another. And what is godly love? Probably one of my favorite points of the Bible. And this is in 1 John again. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. That's where love comes from. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. When we love, we know God. We are filled with God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Before we were born, you had that 401E written up. Before we were born, Jesus Christ knew each one of us. Before we were born, Jesus Christ's mind was set to go to the cross on our behalf. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. You want to get to know God? Learn how to Christian love. Okay. So, this is another thing I heard from the pulpit here, that, and I'm not going to embarrass Troy by saying his name because I heard it from him. So, let's get there. Now, this just blew me away. I did a men's group on this when this was said. I'm in 1 Corinthians 13. Everyone calls it the love stuff. Well, we know that God is love. 1 Corinthians talks about love. And we know that we need to have this godly love in us. So I'm starting in verse 4. Love is patient. God is patient. If we love, we will become patient. Love is kind. God is kind. We can be kind. That is love. And I'm going to add the word instead of the word it. Love does not boast. It is not proud. God does not boast. God is not proud. We don't need to boast. We don't need to be proud. Love is not rude. God is not rude. And it all goes for us too. It is not self-seeking. God is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. God is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. God keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. God does not delight in evil. God is the truth. God always protects. God always trusts. God always hopes. God always perseveres. God never fails. St. Francis of Assisi, Francis of Assisi, he said, we all must show Jesus in our everyday lives, and sometimes we even have to talk. That is so true. Love is much more powerful than any word that we can put out. They will know we are Christians by our love. This living, understanding union of God and love opens a whole new relationship for us with God and love. Some things written about love. As Christians, love identifies who we are. As Christians, love identifies what we do. As Christians, love identifies why we do it. When your identity is love, your identity shows God in you. Christian love is a perfect form of worship to God our Father. When you are filled in Christian love, God is fully within you. Our Christian love makes us an example set apart. Our Christian love sanctifies us as ambassadors of Jesus Christ our Lord. Our steps in love today lead our steps in love tomorrow. God is love. Okay. So how can I show it? How can I grow in this new relationship with love? As I said once before in 1 John 2:6, walk as Jesus did. Don't just say the words, live the words. Many religions are based on one finding their own inner peace, in finding oneself. It's wrapped up within ourselves. But not so with Christians. Okay, I'm going to have to find this one. Not so with Christians. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And then Jesus also tells us in Mark, okay, sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. Christian life is being a servant of all. So I'm going to tell you another Monroe story. I've said this one before, but it just gets me every time. So this is, Monroe's a kid at the time. He's probably about 89. So, and we're at the Hawley's house doing a Bible study, and Julia has ice cream. And that's a treat. Every so often we got a treat after Bible study. And so Julia's up right away, and Monroe jumps up, and I said, Monroe. And he was having a little issue with dizziness at the time, I think. But so he jumps up right away, and I said, Monroe, just sit down for once and let me do it. And he said, just relax, I'll bring you ice cream. And he said, no. He says, and I said, well, why? He said, because of heaven. And I said, because of heaven? And he said, and the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And he started laughing, and he was off serving ice cream with Julia. So, we have to be a servant. 1 John also tells us, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action in truth. The more you practice love, the better you get at it. It's time to start practicing. Ephesians 2. And for anyone who has problems, remember, it's Corinthians, go eat popcorn, Thessalonians. So, Ephesians 2, and this is absolutely wonderful. For we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God has prepared for us in advance to do. Again, before we were born, before there was time, God had a 401k and a plan for each one of us. And it's to do good works. And then, I love, I'm going to go there and make sure I get it right. One of my favorite verses, if I can find it. Yeah, it was right. I went the wrong way. Okay, and this is in James, and this is 4:17. And this is about learning what love is. Anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. Who does Jesus tell us is only one it's good? Is God. Anyone then who knows the God he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. And what is God? God is love. Anyone then who knows the love they ought to do and doesn't do it sins. It's easy to get started. This 401E is something we all need. God's already got the plan. He's the rock, the great I am. There are no other. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the path to follow. So, no matter how miserable you think yourself you are of a person that I couldn't do that, Jesus holds you in his arms and says, you're beautiful. You're mine. I love you. And this is your family. There is no sin that we can commit that Jesus will not forgive. He went to the cross completely. And it's never too late to get started. You need to start early. So, please, my message is 401ks go up and down, savings plans come and go, but your 401E lasts an eternity. Let us go to our Father in prayer. But I just want to mention, if anyone wants to start their 401E, come on up and pray with us. We can pray after this song, and our elders would love to be here and to be part of it. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Awesome God, holy, almighty Father, thank you for so much that you provide. And I just want to thank you for pizza and ice cream. I really think those are good, and thank you. You have created those, but thank you so much. Let us see the little things to thank you for, but thank you for an eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Help us, Father, to look for opportunities to love. Help us, Father, because when we love, you are united with us because you are love. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy and powerful and awesome name we pray. Amen.